Hello?
Oh, hi, Val. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi. So I checked with the verification department because I'm not a technician. All I do typically is call out and collect failed payments. But they said that they have been calling you and emailing you and leaving messages for you that Google was requiring a video verification for your business. And that's actually
a month ago, and it was verified after that, and then it came again unverified.
You sent all the documents for the video verification a month ago?
Yeah, and it was verified then. After that, it was same day, it was got verified. And now
okay.
I see like a couple of weeks ago, it, you know, come back to unverified.
So question, I asked the technician what would trigger that, right? And he said Google doesn't explain what triggers it, but if an address or a phone number or something changes, then that might trigger them to require it again. So do you know if you went in and changed anything?
Nope.
You haven't. Okay. So what I would suggest is maybe it didn't get submitted properly or something like that, but I would suggest go ahead and refer to the email that we sent you. I could send it to you again and just do it because if Google's requiring it, they're requiring it for a reason, right? So they don't tell us why, but I would go in and, you know, go ahead and submit what you can because it's a good thing that they're requiring it of you because, as you know, Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address and to solidify with Google that that is a valid address. You know what I mean? So they'll, you know, whatever you can do to submit it, that will help you. Matter of fact, it shows us that when you signed up with us, you had an address on Muddy River, and on the Google listing, it's that other address. So which one is the correct one?
I cannot change the Muddy River correct one because I moved, and I cannot change the address on Google.
Oh, that might be why. Okay, let me explain this to the technician. So that might be why Google is probably just trying to solidify that you're a business that actually moved to Lawrenceville, right? So let me just let him know. The Google business page is live on maps. It needs reaffirmed edits to go through. Okay, so let me tell him, James, client's address on Google business page is the one in Duluth. He is now in Lawrenceville. Do you think that's the issue? So on your invoices and everything like that and business cards, do you have anything that says Lawrenceville or is it all still under the old address?
The invoices are on the Muddy River Road, on the new address.
Good. Okay. Yeah, so I'll send you that email one more time. And the good news, Val, is you've done it before, so you could probably go in and get it taken care of really quickly. But it's not even a live video verification where you have to get on, a, you know, like a Zoom call with a Google rep. It's just that form that you fill out, you submit documents, and then we get on the video verification with Google on your behalf. But we can't do that if we don't have everything. So maybe something didn't go through properly the first time. So if you would do me that favor, just go in and do it one more time, and then I know that everything will go through smooth.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to take care of today about that stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, I know you're on top of it, so I really appreciate that. And then as far as the payment goes, do you just need a little bit more time, or is there something going on with the card that we have on file?
The card was changed, so that's why I probably just didn't go through, but I'm going to do this tonight.
Okay, yeah, you could also update it on the dashboard if that's easier for you, but I just resent you the email, so feel free to call us if you have any further questions, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank
and
you.
You know what? The technician just wrote me back that most likely that's what triggered this re-verification was that address change. So, yeah, they just probably are trying to protect you and make sure that, you know, in the Lawrenceville area that you're a valid business, and then that way they protect you from those big corporations that try to steal clients from that area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. But, you know, I cannot do anything over there because I cannot change the address because it's not verified. And I cannot do anything, you know, with that.
No, we know that, too. And you added us as a manager to it, and we're on top of it. Once the video verification goes through, they know that they have to go in and update the address. But we can't do it either until that, you know, verification goes through. So if you get that done today, and I'm going to let the technician know that you will, we'll stay on top of it. And as soon as, you know, Google approves it, we'll go in and we'll update the address for you, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So you're all good to go, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Val. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.